This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so this story now from the Governing Means Making Hard Choices file. Oregon has become the first state in the nation with a special tax on bicycle sales. The state that is sometimes called the most bicycle-friendly in the country now adds $15 to the price of bikes that cost $200 or more. What you think about that depends kind of on where you sit. It's either bad for mom-and-pop cycling shops or good because it shows that bike commuters are a real part of the transportation mix. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher has the story.
When lawmakers talk about paying for roads, bicycles and cycling infrastructure inevitably come up. Some say cyclists don't pay for roads because they don't pay license or registration fees.
All the different road users should pay their fair share.
That's Bill Mosley, a councilman from the central Oregon city of Bend. In many ways, Oregon's new $15 bike tax is a response to a long and drawn-out battle here between drivers and cyclists.
Cycling uses the roads, and there's nothing wrong with the actual users of the road paying for the infrastructure that they need.
Cycling advocates point out that most bicyclists also pay property taxes or, if they have a car, gas taxes. Both fund roads and bike lanes in Oregon. Jonathan Maas runs a bike advocacy blog called Bike Portland. He argues that if the state wants to reduce traffic congestion and road costs, lawmakers should encourage cycling, not tax it.
We need as many people as possible to choose to ride a bicycle and as few people as possible to choose to drive a car or drive a large truck.
A 2014 study showed that sales in the bicycle industry totaled $440 million in Oregon. Dozens of bike shop owners spoke against taxing bikes while the bill was making its way through the legislature. But some were okay with the $15 tax. Barb Bonebecker is a bike mechanic at Sunnyside Sports. She's hard at work tightening the spokes on a road bike.
Just a tiny bit. It's touching here, so I'll pull it to the other side.
The bike shop is bustling with customers shopping for mountain bikes and people making appointments for tune-ups. Bonebecker sees the tax as a sign that cycling is finally gaining traction.
I feel like we can hold our heads up a little higher when people say we don't contribute.
Bonebecker says the tax is small enough that she doesn't believe it will affect sales at the store.
Our bikes, they start around $250, $300, and I think people understand it.
That's true for Ross Judis, who's shopping for a mountain bike at REI on the other side of Bend.
My bike's pretty old and it's kind of fallen apart, so it's either fix it or buy a new one.
Judis says he wouldn't mind paying the $15 on top of the cost of his new bike, especially since the tax will exclusively fund bicycle and pedestrian transportation projects.
In those circumstances, I don't really mind paying a little extra if I'm going to get something back from the government.
Earlier versions of the bill included a 3% sales tax on bikes. That would have added $60 to the cost of a $2,000 bike. As is, the $15 tax is expected to generate $1.2 million. The State Department of Transportation says that's roughly the cost of constructing 5 miles of bike lanes. Cycling advocate Jonathan Maas says this tax could have wider repercussions.
This tax really tarnishes Oregon's reputation. Oregon typically rolls out the red carpet for bicycling, and now the word's going to get out that we want to tax bicycles.
It seems, though, the word has gotten out. A state lawmaker has floated an idea for a similar tax on bikes in Colorado. In Bend, Oregon, I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.